Shmois Fa'era Boy Bishalach Shoivov. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kapitel and Zayin, Vayelech Shoivov. But even if someone is Shoivov, we're still in the middle of Shoivivim. You could still be Kareya the Yam. 4 weeks in, if someone is still Bebechinas Shoivov, Shovav, still, you can still go through Yam, Yisrei Mishpatim, you can still Chaparayim. What we need to do for Shoivivim. There's a lot of Inyanim in Shoivivim, but we'll just share a Gematria. Shoivivim is Gematria Shas, 360. That's what you have to do on the Davzitzin and learning. Avada, that's the Ikar of the Inyan. It says, like Abi Kriyas Yamsuf, and this is to bring out this idea that anyone can still have a Kriyas Yamsuf. It's Mavur, as far as I'm talking about it, there's Meduyik in the Psukim, that Dosan Vaviram had their own Kriyas Yamsuf. Be'etzem, they didn't go with the regular Oilam, and Shmetter, there was a Bazundarit, there's a lot of Makaris to this based on Medrash and Achronim talk about it. Dosan Vaviram, an egg in a Kriyas Yamsuf. So I saw brought down, interesting, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, we know there are Kapitlech in Tehillim that talk about the Yonam of the Yitzias Mitzrayim and Eser Makis. There's a Pasuk that says, Vayigar Biyamsuf Vayechorev. There was a Ge'orah. Hashem had to make a Ge'orah to the Yam. Why did he have to make a Ge'orah to the Yam? We know there's different Mahalchim, Fakir, maybe the Yam was Yenich, or not. What's the Ge'orah to the Yam? So I saw brought down, this Ge'orah that the Pasuk in Tehillim, Vayigar Biyamsuf Vayechorev, is talking about the Kriyas Yamsuf of Dosan Vaviram. The Bazundara Kriyas Yamsuf that separately was needed for Dosan Vaviram. Who's Dosan Vaviram? Even someone that fell that low, they can also have a Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayigar B'Yamsuf Ayecharav, 713, is Gematria, Dosan Va'aviram, 713. Is Gematria, Tshuva, 713. Even Dosan Va'aviram, 713, can do Tshuva, 713. And how do you see that? Vayigar B'Yamsuf Ayecharav, the Bazundara Ge'orah, and that Ge'orah is still here today for someone that no one has to be worried about how high the Madreig is and his Chafim Malachim. And no one has to be worried, he's Dosan of Aviram. But for the full spectrum, for everyone, there's a Kriyas Yamsuf, everyone can gain Dorch the Yam. The Pasuk says, Vayihi B'Shalach, Vayihi Loshen Tsar, with a krechts, Vay, the Medrash says. What's the Tsar? The Tsar is because it's B'Shalach Paroi Esha'om. La'osid Lavoi, when Mashiach is going to come, we're going to need to get an Ishur from the Shiltoinus of the various Umay Sa'ilam. They're going to have to decide that we're able to go out. The Eberster, Bechvoidoi, Va'atzmoi, Anivalei Malach, and then there's going to be a Yitziah. Over here was Pari sent them. And that's why we know, that's the Krechts, that we still had to get permission from Pari, because we know the Yidden went out early. They were supposed to stay for the full 430 years. But they weren't able to. They were going to fall into the Nunshari Tumah, Kimadubar. But we know the Cheshbon is that the Koishi Hashibit was only 86 years. 86, Kois is 86. Elikim is 86. They were only 186. They were supposed to be 5 times 86. 5 times 86, 430. 430. They were supposed to be the entire 430 years. So connected that, when we went out and we only had one kois, only 86 years of kois yashivud, we're thanking and we drink arba koisois, connected the 4 koisois that we weren't stuck in the shivud. We were supposed to have a full-fledged kois yashivud of 430 years. We only had one kois, 86. How much was left over that we didn't have? 4 koises. How much is that? Bishalach. Bishalach with the Oisius is 344. The Vai is because Bishalach. We went out Bishalach years too early. Because we went out too early, there had to be more Goliois, and we have to go back to Golis. Now the Pasuk says, there's a famous Kasha. Chazanish asks on the Pasuk. A lot of Svarim, they bring this Kasha from the Chazanish. V'leinochem alikim derech eretz plishtim ki karivu. Hashem said, I can't send you to the Derech Plishtim. Derech Plishtim would have been straight through Gaza, come straight up into Eretz Yisrael. That was the fastest way. No, he didn't send them that way. This is even before the Chet Meragim that they get stuck in for 40 years. They're trying to get into Eretz Yisrael as soon as they can. But still, not Derech Eretz Plishtim, it's too close. Shem Mipen Yinochem Om, Beroysa Melchoma, Veshavu Mitzrayim, Afrek Techazanish. There's another reason why V'loinochem Elikim Derech Eretz Plishtim. V'loinochem Elikim Derech Eretz Plishtim. Ki Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moyshe Basneh She'yavoyu L'Har Sinai. They have to go to Har Sinai to accept the Torah. So Ken Zayin the Pshat is, the Inyan that the Torah was given by Har Sinai is Be'emes, because Sinai in the middle of the Midbar without Tanoim, physical good Tanoim, is to show you that Torah can be learned in any matzav. That's what Torah Sinai teaches you. But the emes is, if Akeret, they would have been able to go into Eretz Yisrael right away, then the Kabbalah Sa Torah Gufa could have been in Eretz Yisrael. Then there wouldn't have been a need to have Torah given by Sinai. That's all part of it. Oh, but Veloy Nocham Elikim, it couldn't have happened. It wasn't able to work out. Because they weren't going to be able to hold that. And then they would want to go back to Mitzrayim. So it all needed to be based on that. Now the Pasuk says, V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Chamushim means one-fifth. 80%, 80% of Klal Yisrael died in Makas Choshech. But La'asid Lavoi, the Sfarim bring down that La'asid Lavoi, the Geula Asidu will be V'la Yidach Mimenu Nidach, everyone. Those Neshamas of the Shmoinim Achuz, the 80%. There are so many now and now that are also lost. But Avada Be'ezer Hashem, the Geula Asidu, the Bekariv is going to be for not just V'chamushim Alu, but it's going to be Gans Klal Yisrael. That's again part of it. They only were in the Koshi Ashibit, one-fifth. They were supposed to be another four-fifths. Who were then the Geula? The Geula was only on one-fifth. 80% died. 80% they weren't in the Shibud. But the Asid Lavai, Arenu Nefloys, is going to be on not only on the V'chamushim, on Gans. So I saw over interesting story that the Chassam Sofer once said to his son, the Ksav Sofer, by the Leila Seder, what happened to this Holocaust of the 80% that had to die? And he said they weren't Oymen in the Nisoyan. And he said the Klal Yisrael, there was a certain Nisoyan there. This is after Betz HaMakas Choshev, but he's saying there was an Akudheva Atem Al Teitzu Ishmi Pesach Beisei Ad Boiker. There was a Tzivoy Mishnish Darayin, just stay at home. Don't be so involved in what's happening. Vos is Nayas, Vos Tutzach, Vos Herzach. No, that's exactly what you shouldn't. And he told him, he said, La'asad Lovi, there's going to be even a more Shreplech Nisoyan. Kimei Teitzu Meiris Mitzrayim, Arenu Nefloiz. There's going to be even more of it in the soil. And the avoid is, Atem al teitzu ish mi peis midrashay ad boiker. Bleibt in the Beis Medrash. Whatever's happening is happening. Aber bleibt in the bias, bleibt in the Beis Medrash. Al teitzu ish mi pesach boisai. And be'ezer Hashem, then will come the Geula. Now there's another pshat. What does it mean? Vachamushim, Rashi says, Mizuyonim with Klei Zayin. There's another pshat. The Zohar HaKadosh brings that Vachamushim, 50 yoivlois. That Yitzias Mitzrayim happened from the Tchilas Habriya, 50 yoivlois from when the Tchilas Habriya was. Now, 50 yoivlois is not such a complicated cheshbon. 50 times 50 is 2,500. We have to know that Yitzias Mitzrayim was not in the year 2,500. The cheshbon is based on a Gemara and Avodah Zarah Daf Tes. Yitzias Mitzrayim was in the year 2448. So we're off by almost a little bit more than 50 years. Rav Meir Shapiro, Milablin, in his Sefer, Oyer HaMeir, makes a gevaldik cheshbon. He says that there's a machloikis, Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, if Yoivil is every 50 years, or the emes is Yoivil is every 49 years, because Yoivil, the year of Yoivil, counts as year number one of the next cycle. I was like, the cycles of Yoivil go that it's every 49 years. If Yoivil is every 49 years, then Yitzias Mitzrayim was taki exactly to the year 50 Yoivlis from the Tchilas Habriya. And he says, that's the pshat. There's a medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare is having a vikuach that it's not time for Yitzias Mitzrayim. He's not ready. Klai Yisrael's not ready. It's not the time. There's a lashon of a medrash that says, Vayar Hashem kisor lirois. Sor is 260. Vayar Hashem kisor lirois. Now the medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, the Yidden are supposed to go out of 210 years because they were there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chishev es hakeit. He took off 190. Kadmo v'azlo. Because Vayimoru was Chayeyim, he was Kadmo Va'azla, Gamatri 190. He took away the 190, and only 210. So he says, this one shot, this foreign bring, that they were supposed to be in Mitzrayim 210, which is Keneged 10 times the Shem Eya. Eya is 21, 10 times. And Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, no, Kisar, Sar is 260. They have to be 260 is 10 times Shem Avaya. But says Rameir Shapiro, no, there's a different Cheshem. Why 260? Because who says, it says in the Zohar, you're supposed to go out of 50 Yoivlis. Who says that 50 Yoivlois is Al Pishita's Rabbi Yehuda, that it's every 49 years? Maybe they have to be in Mitzrayim until 260, not 210, 260. Because then, after being in Mitzrayim 260, it's Gnoi, punkt, 2,500. Because maybe that's Gufa was the Vikuach. Do we go with the Yoivl of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbonon? He continues that this is the pilpul that it says there's a Lashon of the Medrash when Moshe Rabbeinu was being mitvakeach with the Bashefer, that he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael and live longer beyond his 120 years. It's mevor that the Medrash says Moshe Rabbeinu's 120 years is connected to the whole world. Because the world we know is 6,000 years. And 6,000 is how many Yoivlis? If Yoivlis is 50. 120 Yovlis. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu, who's a microcosm of the whole world, lived for 120 years. But Moshe Rabbeinu is having a shackle of Ataria. No, maybe we should go like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Yovlis every 49 years. How many Yovlis are there in the cycle? Then he should live 122 years. That's Vaiter, again, the shackle of Ataria of Moshe, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, Sai by the Sneh, and Sai La'osim, going into Eretz Yisrael, was on this Nakuda. Vayikach Moshe es atzmois Yosef imoi. Chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. Everyone else was being Isaac in the Biza. But Moshe Rabbeinu was vayikach es atzmois Yosef. It's interesting, the Gemara says in Psochim that it says vayikach Moshe es atzmois Yosef imoi. Imoi b'mechitzosoi. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Levi. In the Zman HaMidbar, Machen Eleviyah, parallel to where it is in Yerushalayim, Harabayis. You see that only a Balkari and a Zov and a Mitzoyro, so Kolshken is Nishtalach, Chutzma Machan Leviyah. But a Tumas Meis, even Meis Atzmoy, is Mutter and Machan Leviyah. What's the Raya? That's why, because man is also a Tumas Meis. You have to make sure you're not Tumas Zov, but Tumas Meis could go to the Har. So the Pshat is, not to the Azor, but to the Har. The Pshat is that it says, Vayikach Moshe Zatzmas Yosef, Frek Techidah, and many Svarim talk about this, that Kivrei Tzadikim aren't the Tama. I'm not going to go into the whole, yeah, no, the different things about where you could go, not, but Kivrei Tzadikim. So now what's the Raya? The Chayrat Mefurshin is Gemar Nishtazai. The Makar that you're allowed to bring Tumas Meis into the Har, into the Machan Alevi, is from Vayikach Moshe Zatzmas Yosef Imoy. So we have the Maisa with Kriyas Yamsuf. There's a steer in the Psukim. In one hand it says it was Betoy Chayam by Yabosha, and another Pasuk says by Yabosha Betoy Chayam. And there's Midrashim that say that Be'emes, a little bit it was still Butz, it was a little bit muddy, it was still Yam Betoy Chayabosha. On the other hand it was Yabosh Lagamri. How do you shtim? What was Taka the Emes? The Sfarim talk about it. I saw the Naimli Melo talks about other Sfarim. Maybe there were different levels of Yidden. The different levels of Yidden, they had separate pathways, separate shevilim. Maybe for some it was totally dry, and for some it was butz. But I heard once a pshat, what was it? Whatever it was, it was. Oh, it's a model, because two people could be going through the same thing, and one guy's going, oh, meiridik, everything is clean and shiny and smooth, and there's no dust, and there's no mud. And the other was krechzing, there's mud, there's dust. What was it? I don't know, somewhere in the middle. But the zel bezak, it all depends on how you look at something, on your ice cook, on how you, what's your attitude and perspective. It could have been, it was the same matzav. Yet the darshan that says, there's even a lashon of a medrash, there was, some of the Yidden were complaining, there is Kriyas Yamsuf, the lashon of the medrash is, tit b'mitzrayim, tit b'yam, choymer v'levein b'mitzrayim, choymer v'levein b'yam, what's the difference? Let's go back. That's how you could look at it. On the other hand, someone could look at it, that it's a marvel, because it all depends how a person is misyaches to the situation he's in. Again, alternatively, you can learn that it was taka, different madregas of Yidden were taka, soivel, and makabalit in a different oifen. There's a famous mashal from the Noam HaMelech to tie up what's the Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is one of the Neflois HaBoirei. It was also for Chelik of the Atzol of Klal Yisrael. It was also a Hisgalus of Shechina, Ross HaShif Chalayam. And there's a lot of different aspects and levels to it. But there's an akuda here of Stam Lagabi going against the Teva. He gave a mashal. There was once a tsayar, a painter or a sculptor that made a sculpture or a painting of a sus. And it was mamish. It was b'hispilus. It mamish looked. He did such a good job. It looked mamish like a lebedek sus. It was 3D on a canvas. Mamish mabal alarayin. And the guy noticed that a lot of people aren't nispal. A lot of people weren't. They're walking right by it and they weren't nispal. And he felt agmas nefesh. Still someone told him. He says, you don't understand. They're not in a spall while they main and says affair to the love of the affair. They think it's a sus. You did such fakert. You did such a good job. He says, so what should I do? I want people to realize, b'cholifin, this is not a live sus. It's, I made it. He says, you know what? I have an idea. Slice it in half. Mama's right down the middle. Slice it in half. The other one's going to see a half of a sus. They're going to chop. Oh, that's something. That's Kriyas Yamsuf. The yam is a marvel the gazach. Yam. The rechavim in the yam. The godless of yam. The utzma of yam. Yeah, but when do you see it? Split it in half, then you'll see. Then most of it shines in. What's the hispilus of that yam? We mentioned earlier that in Makas Choshech, so much of the Yidden died, is a maisa with the Belzer Rebbe. Zatzal that came to Eretz Yisrael near the end of the Milchama. He eventually settled in Tel Aviv, the Heilige Stadt of Tel Aviv. A lot of Rebbes came right after the Milchama to Tel Aviv. There was hundreds of Shtiblach and Batei Medrash. And he actually first was in Haifa. He came by boat until you get to Tel Aviv. He was that Shabbos. It was the first Shabbos he was there. It was Parshas B'Shalach, and the Rebbe feared a Shabbos B'Shalach, Shabbos Shira, maybe with a Tu B'Shvat, Bote, I don't know, but it was a ganze tish, yeah? And people came and says, Vi kemen zingen, vin kemen zogin Shira. We're middle, it was still the end. It was the raw pain of the end of the Holocaust. Vi kemen zogin Shira. And the Rebbe told them, Oz Yoshir Moshe, Mikan L'Tchiyas HaMesim and HaTorah. He says, Shtol Zichvor, when did Kriyas Yamsuf happen? A week after Makas Choshech. We went through last week the different sheets when Makas Choshech was. Was it during Zion Ches Tes Nisan? Others say no, it was entirely the month before on Tesvav Adar, Vayula Yehudim Hoysa Oira. We had different sheets about it, working out how you work out the 12 months. You have to once taka set up the whole thing. It was a to go. But whether it was an Adar or it was Nisan, it was certainly Samach Venera, it's a week or a month afterwards. And there was a Holocaust, 80%, millions of Yidden died in a three-day period. They were burying them all. A Geferlecha, Shoya, of Oyem Venoira. And it, Nisht Enfrin, over a week later, they're saying Shira, said the Rebbe, whatever situation he is, Mikan L'Tchias HaMesim and HaTorah, Noch Alf, Kemen Zogin Shira. The Magen Avraham in Hilchis Kriyashma and Simen Samach Zayin brings an interesting chiddush lahalacha. We know there's a mitzvah essay midaraisa, a person is supposed to say Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Besides the mitzvah of Kriyashma, there's a special din, a person is supposed to be Mazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim. We are Yoytzidis either by saying Vayoymer or saying the Inyonim at the end of Shachris before Shemana Esrei. We mentioned the Inyon of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Sai Vayoym, Sai Vayoym. Says the Magen Avraham a chiddush. If a person, I don't know why he didn't say Kriya Shema on this, but if he says Oz Yoshir, by saying Oz Yoshir, you're also Yoitza, the Makayim, the Mitzvah's essay of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. By saying the Psukim of Oz Yoshir, Azoy Zokt, the Magen Avraham. Fret Rabbi Kiva Eger is in the Hagoyis in his Shulchan Aruch. We have it printed, Rabbi Kiva Eger's Hagoyis of Shulchan Aruch. It's actually interesting because Rabbi Kiva Eger brings this Kasha, B'Shem Chosnoi Rav Moshe Soy from Mipresburg. He brings this Kasha from his son-in-law, the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in Zivik Sheni, Ki Yadua, was Rabbi Kiva Eger's son-in-law. And he brings this kasha from the Chassam Sofer. The truth is, in our Shulchan Aruch, we also have agoyis from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer also asks the same question. Both Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chassam Sofer shtel on the Magen Avraham. They say, how could you say that your Yoitza, the mitzvah's essay of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, by saying Oz Yashir, it doesn't say Yitzias Mitzrayim in Oz Yashir. It talks about Kriyas Yamsuf, the Harchava, which was a week later, but it doesn't talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the mitzvah is to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Similarly, the Achronim Kler, let's say you spend an Arichas and talk about the Eser Makos, which happened months before. Are you Mekayim, Zechiras, Yitzias Mitzrayim? If you say Psukim that talk about the Makos, but you don't talk about Mamish Yoim Tseisno, the day of Tesvav Nisan, B'cholavin it's a Vikuach. The Magen Avraham says you're able to be Yoitza by saying Oz Yashir. I was thinking, Efshir, you could say, what's the taich of this machloikis? Magen Avraham holds that Kriyas Yamsuf is not an entity in of itself, although we said it's kama things, Kriyas Yamsuf. It's a gewisse hisgalus of the Boire, with not a matan Torah, but it was a hisgalus of Rosh Hashif Chalayam, which, not by coincidence, probably part of that is therefore creates the Hatzola. But is it a bare farzik, or is it the Gemar of Yitzias Mitzrayim? The Magen Avraham held that it's the Gemar of Yitzias Mitzrayim. There are a lot of rayas to this. The pasuk says, "Vayoyisha Hashem," by Kriyas Yamsuf, "Bayoyim Hahu Es Yisrael." Bayoyim Hahu, that was the Yitzia. You can efshir be Moisif. Harei Eved Shebarach, his Odoin can still come back and take him. But if the Odoin dies, then the Eved goes to free. The Odoin died, the Mitzrim died, that ran after them, looking back for their Avodim, died by the Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayar Yisrael Es Mitzrayim Meis Al Svas Hayom. So that's why it's the Gemara of the Yitzia. There are various other ways, facets, to explain why Kriyas Yamsuf maybe is not an entity of itself, but a Gemara of the Yitzia. I'll tell you another interesting idea they say over from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. We know the Pasuk says that the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. There's another Pasuk, 430, I'm talking about now 400. It says it's from Leidas Yitzchak. What does Leidas Yitzchak have to do? This forum explained why Leidas Yitzchak starts the clock. The Cheshbin of the Geula is from 400 years from Leidas Yitzchak. When was Yitzchak born? To the day, Tesvav Nisan. When was his bris milah? Shvi Shel Pesach, Kriyas Yamsuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Memaleh Shneiseim Shel Tzadikim. We know that a lot of Sforim say it's really from the Yom HaBris, not from the Yom HaLeida. Hagam Moshe Rabbeinu was the makor for this idea, and he was Noilad Zayin Adar, he was Noilad Mohu. So he was Noilad Zayin Adar, so it's never from your birthday, it's from your bris day. And Yitzchak's born on Tes Vav Nisan, his bris is on Chaf Aleph. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the beginning of the process is Taka Tes Vav, and that's from 400 years from Leidosai. And then Kriyas Yamsuf is the Gemar of that Yitzias. Becholef, and that's the sheet of the Magen Avraham. Lo'umazeh, the Chasam Sofer and Rabbi Kiveger are arguing, and they're saying, no, Kriyas Yamsuf is an entity of itself. By talking psukim of Oz Yosher and mentioning Baruch Hava Kriyas Yamsuf, it's a very nice thing, but it's not a kiyum of the mitzvahs essay doiris of Zechir Sisiyas Mitzrayim. Now, I wanted to say, I'm all a chiddush, if with permission of such an idea, that maybe the Machloikis Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiva Eger, whether it's a Kriyas Yamsuf is a din bifnei atzmoi, or it's part of Yitzias Mitzrayim, maybe has Shiroshim in earlier Makairis, and I'll explain what I mean. It's Yadua, there's a famous Parashas Drachim. The Parashas Derachim clears the Shaila if the Yidden have a din of a Yisrael or a Benoyach, the Shvatim, the Avos. We've talked about it many times in the Parsha is going through. And it's actually something that's Negeya in the Parsha right here will speak out. And what do I want to bring out? Because the Parashas Derachim stells avek that the issue of whether the Shvatim and the Avos and all of the Yidden, if you don't mind me calling them, Far Matan Torah, were they Taka B'nei Yisrael or a din of a Benoyach, a little bit of both. He, Bar Chava, says it's a Machlekes Achroinim. And then he makes it a machlekes Rishayim, and then he makes it a machlekes Amiroyim, and then he makes it a machlekes Tanoyim, and then he makes it a machlekes Yosef and the brothers. So you see this as a derech halimud of saying that this issue flows through from various shitas, that you can have a process. It's like for those learning Yevamos know that whether Hutro or Dechuya is a machlekes Resh Lakish, Abishol, and Toisvis against Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbanon of Abishol, and the Rajba. Yeah, that's the Shaila, whether it's Hutro or Dechuya. It's a series. But Akoponim, Klapi, what does he say in this week's Parsha? The Medrash says, V'amayim lehem choyma, and the Mayim didn't want to split, and the Mayim tells, the Yam says, Halolowev de Avoydazor, Halolowev de Avoydazor, why should I still sue? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, quoting Lashon HaMedrash, Shoite, Klumat Adon, Shoigi kemezid v'oynis karotzen. How could you compare it to the Mitzrim? How could you compare a Shoigi to a mezid and an oynis to a rotzen? Says the Parashas Drachim, it's interesting, the Lashon of the Medrash is that he calls him a Shoite, and also a double Lashon, Shoigi kemezid oynis karotzen. Was it Shoigi or was it oynis? Says the Parashas Drachim, it was both. But you have to know, a Benoyach is not mechuyev by oynis to be Moiser Nefesh. There's no dinyarek val yavr by the Benoyach, and he has no chiyev by oynis. But Shoigig and Benoyach is chayev. There's no chilik Shoigig. By Yisrael is fakert. Oynis is mechuyev to be Moiser Nefesh, but Shoigig is a ptur. Now, what are the klal Yisrael here before Matan Torah? Yesh Lodin, Benoyach, or Yisrael. But Mimonashav, they have a ptur. Either they can file for the Yisrael Shoigig ptur, or they can file for the Benoyach oynis. Ptur. Says the Yam, no, I'm machmer on both ends, gam ben noyach v'gam Yisrael. Amr lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoyte, the Gemara says, oi ki beis hillel v'beis shami, for those that got that far, kichulein v'kumrein v'oi ki beis hillel kichumrein. To be machmer both, oynis ki shoyte and shoyte beis and oynis kwasim, that's shoyte. And then again, on and on, the Parashas Drachim explains this facet of the machloikis that it's totally in Shroshim. So borrowing the concept of this machloikis, I want to suggest that the Machlokes Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiva Eger, again, which is whether Kriyas Yamsuf is part of Matan Torah, part of Yetzias Mitzrayim, or an entity of itself, is already a much earlier Machlokes. Not a Machlokes Rishonim, not a Machlokes Tanoim, going earlier, that's we have permission from the Parashas Drachim. It's a Machlokes Avraham Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's Dvarim Mefurashim, and I'll explain. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Yidden by Yetzias Mitzrayim, no, please take from the shalal. Please take from the biza. And why? The lashon is Hashem says shelo yomer oisay tzadik. Avraham Avinu is going to complain. Va'avodim ve'inu oisam kiyamte behem. Va'achrei ken yetsu v'chesgadu lekiyamte behem. Avraham Avinu is going to come with tainus. So please take from the biza. Frek the goyim mivilna. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to say that the Yidden should take from the Biza of Mitzrayim? Because otherwise Avraham Avinu is going to have a taina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to give them Ba'acharei Kein Yeitzu Berchosh Gadol. So why is he only coming on with a knetch? The Zayda Avraham is going to have a taina. The Teretz is minding the Shprach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds Be'emes, like the Magen Avraham, that Kriyas Yamsuf is also considered Yetzias Mitzrayim. And suffice it be that the Yidden a week later by Kriyas Yamsuf will take Rechush Gadol, and suffice it that then
he'll say, aha, it's Gemara of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and I fulfilled my promise that they're going to get Biza. But Hashem said, but please, he says, Avraham Avinu holds like Rabbi Kivager. He holds that Yetzias Mitzrayim is an Eigenazach. You need to take the Biza now, otherwise Avraham Avinu, who holds like Rabbi Kivager, is going to come with a Taina. So come to Christ that this Shroshim to this Machloikis Ad Kan B'inyan Zeh. A lot of other things in the Parsha. Move on. The Shira is a machlaikis in the Poiskim. When does the Shira end? Avada, the Shira starts, Oz Yasher Moshe. What's the last pasuk of the Shira? Is the last pasuk of the Shira Hashem Yimloich La'olam Voed? Or is the last pasuk of the Shira at the end of the Parsha here, Kivosus Pari Berichbei Furoshov? So Nechlekoa Poiskim, is the pasuk of Kivosus Pari part of the Shira or not? What's the nafkemina if it's part of the Shira or not? First of all, in Psukah de Zimra, there's the minig is to say Shira Sayama. You're supposed to say this pasuk, Kivosus Pari. There are those that don't, there are those that do, there are those that say Hashem Yimloch Lo'ilam Voed twice. Pashtus is saying it twice because they're making a statement. This is the end of the Shira. When you come to an end of a Shira, you double it. Then people add Targum also. I don't know where that got in. But maybe you should say Kivosus Pari twice with Targum. If that's the last pasuk, frekt the Machzis HaShekel and Hilchos Psukah de Zimra. And he says there's another nafkamina. Shira Sayama, the Sefer Torah, has to be written in a Tzura of Shira. Is the pasuk of Kivosus Pari also supposed to be written in a Tzura of Shira? He said he checked many Sifrei Torah. Yesh kacha v'yesh kacha. There are different shitas. There may be other nafkaminas, but that's two basic ones. Hilchos Psukah de Zimra and Hilchos Kisivas HaShira. Is Kivosus Pari part of the Shira? Kiyadua Rashi in Gittin, Daf Tzadi Amibay, certainly learns that Kivosus Pari is not part of the Shira. Rashi learns that Kivosus Pari goes on the neck when Rashi explains the four reasons, the definitions of Ki. He brings Kivosus Pari as an example that it's going on the following pasuk. Kivosus Pari, and therefore Batikach Miriam Anavia, let him Bechlal, not only is not part of the Shira, it's not part of the Parsha. Now you have to know this forum explained by Richas that there are 18 psukim in the Shira. 18 psukim would not count Kivosus Pari. And not only are there 18 psukim, there's also 18 times Shem Hashem in the Shira. Although that you have to work out, it says also various other Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says Ka, Elikei, it says Shem Adnos three times with Aleph Dalet, not with Yud Kei Vav. You have to work out the numbers. You have to know if you start from Vayosha, or you start from Oz Yashir, do you count the Pasuk of Kivosus Pari? But there's an Inyan that there was supposed to be Yud Ches Psukim and Yud Ches Azkarois in the Shira, Keneged Shmoine Esrei, and Harbei Dubar and Zeh in the Svarim. Moving along, Vaitan, the parish of Ayavoyu Marosa, Velo Yochlu Lishtois Mayim Mimora, Kimorim Heim, Kipshuta Kimorim Heim, the water was bitter. The Baal Shem Tov says, no, Kimorim Heim, Klal Yisrael is bitter. When a person is bitter, he could be drinking something sweet, it's not going to help. A person has to bite Sech the Metzias, Vayireyu Hashem Eitz. Hashem gives them an Eitz of Ayashlich Elamayim, jump into the water, go into the Mayim of Torah, let it become a part of you. Vaharev not only means sweet, it also means become Me'uriv in it. If you become part of it, it will be sweet. If you're Morim Heim, there won't be Mesikis. The Mon. The whole sugya of the Mon is over here. The Mon that fell to the Yidden in the Midbar. A lot of Inyanim of Shabbos is also brought down over here. And we'll touch a few of the Inyanim. First of all, there's a Halach in Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Hilchas Shabbos. People misquote it. The Ramah brings down in Simen Reish Mem Beis that there's a minik to eat Mulaisa, Pashtida, some kind of kugel or brek, I don't know, some kind of a stuffed food on Leil Shabbos. Zecher Lemon, Shehayim Achus Lamalu Ulamato. You're supposed to eat this kind of Pashtida, Mulaisa, Zecher Lemon. L'chayre, it's shver, that's what the Ramah brings. And the Nisei Kelim already asked, the Mon didn't fall on Shabbos. Dafka on Shabbos, we're eating something Zecher Lemon. The Mon fell double the day before. What's Zecher Lemon? The Bir Alocha, over there, Afanor and Hilcha Shabbos, he says, the Zecher Lemon we're talking about in this minig of eating Pashtida on Shabbos is not the Mon in the Midbar that fell or didn't fall. It's talking about that the Gemara in Chagiga says that L'Osid Lovoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's going to be Mon, L'Tzadikim, L'Osid Lovoi, the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis, describes the seven Rakiim, the seven different levels of Shamayim. And one of them is Shchokim. We're over there. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Shoychik Mon Letzadikim Lasadlovi. And since Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, so on Shabbos there's an Inyan to eat Pashtida. Lamashal, like the Pashup Shat that the Ramah means because it's Zeicher to the Mon that didn't fall. So they say L'chari Yom Tov also you should eat this Pashtida because Yom Tov also didn't fall. It fell the day before. But like this, it's a different Inyan. It's Bazunder an Inyan of Shabbos, and it's connecting to the fact that Shabbos La'asid lavoi, and la'asid lavoi is going to be the mon shakadosh baruch hu oisel tzaddik. Now there's a question exactly what is this mon? I mean, that it says, mon hu is oisiyos emuna. Mon hu. You know, someone asked me a shayla, it says that the mon would not last even more than one day, and it would wither away. On the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu put a mon in the tzinsenet, and it was lasted as a mazkeret. So someone asked, how could it be? I thought it disappears after a day. Okay, harbe yesh liyashev, you know, you can be doicha the kasha, but I heard a taich. The mon, it lasted only a day, not because physically its expiration date, it became after only 24 hours or 12 hours, whatever it was, and wow, it's a moifus, this one's lasting in the tzinsenes. The mon, like I said, mon hu, oisi es emuna. It lasted only a day because that's how mon expresses emuna to us, that we're nispol, that every day Hashem sent us new. The mon in the tzinsenes, it's lishitosoi. It's not a moifus that it's acting different than mon acts. It's the same exact thing. It's creating emuna. The mon in the tzinsenes is supposed to last because that's how it expresses emuna. It's not Svei Dinim in the mon. This is mon that only lasts a day, and this is psh, a mon that lasts for doiris hundreds of years. It's the same thing. The mon has a message, has a matara. It expresses emuna. The mon that disappeared every day, that's how it expressed emuna. The mon in its incentive expresses the emuna differently. Now, there's a ritva in Kedushin that talks about, it says, the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael that first year when they entered Mitzrah Eretz Yisrael. What did they eat? Matzah. How did they eat matzah? There's an Isser Chadash. There's a machloikas if Isser Chadash is only Moshe Vaisechem, La'achar Yerushav Yeshiva, or there's already an Isser Chadash yet. But if there's an Isser Chadash, how could you eat matzah? There's a whole Toysis there that asks, maybe they ate matzah of Chadash, implementing Esa Deichaloisesei, Esa of matzah should be Deichaloisesei of Chadash, Harbei Harichu B'zeh. But the Ritva with the Toychat form says, maybe they were Yotzu with the Mun, and it becomes a big tumul. The Achroinim handle various aspects. What would be the tzadei ashayla, whether you could be yoitza the mitzvah of matzah, of leil haseder, tesvav nisan in Eretz Yisrael, that first year, with mon? So, the Achrayim start handling, first of all, matzah has to be made out of chameshes mine dogon, that grew from the ground. Chameshes mine dogon, it's not. Matzah has to be from chameshes mine dogon, that's giduloi min haaretz. Did the mon grow from the ground? Well, I know there's a Sifurna that says, it says, Yatzu min ha'om lilkoit, and he writes, Poshet that the min ha'om that were like it, the mon, avada were mechal el Shabbos, because they did lakita, it obviously was attached to the ground when it fell, and they were over koitzer. They did malachis koitzer. So maybe it is gidulei min ha'aretz. Another problem is that matzah has to be matzah ha'ru'uya l'shiva, and like we said, the mon only lasted one day, it's not matzah ru'uya l'shiva. Another shaila is that it's matzah ashira, because it tastes like dvash and all kind of other things. Matzah of Ad Leila Seder of Ad has to be lechem. Did they make birchas hamozoin on the mon? L'chayra, they made a bracha achroin of birchas hamozoin. The Gemara says in brachas that's when they were misakin, the first bracha, birchas hazon. But what was the bracha rishoina when they ate the mon? Nechluku v'zeh, the achroin, maybe where they made a bracha hamoitzi lechem min hashamayim. Or maybe some say, fakert, the bracha is whatever food you want to turn it into. Whatever machshava you had of the kind of food it should be, that was also kefizeh the bracha. We know there's a stira that on one hand the pasuk says it was ketzapiches vidvash, on the other hand it says time makes time l'shara shemen. There's other places that says different things. What was taka the time? And we know Chazal say you were able to think it could have any time. So when did the mon taste like ketzapiches vidvash? If you thought of broccoli kugel, so it's broccoli kugel. If you thought of mastic betam glida, so that's what it was. When was it sapiches bedvash? When you thought it's sapiches bedvash, you don't have to have a migu. You don't have to think it's sapiches bedvash. So when was the mon betaimik it's sapiches bedvash? Some say when you didn't think what it should taste like. Oh, but there's a memra yedua from the Chafetz Chaim, and it's such an important yesoid for life. The Chafetz Chaim said, "As min trach nisht hot es nisht kintam." If you do something without thinking, it's not going to have a tam. So don't tell me that the mon's tam was ketzapiches bedvash when you didn't tracht. Because as metracht nisht, hot es nisht kein tam. So when did the mon taste like tzapiches bedvash? Besides when you thought it should be tzapiches bedvash. I've had it taste like tzapiches bedvash. When you thought that it should taste like mon. That's what you thought. What does mon taste like? You had a mon, it should taste like mon. Mon is ketzapiches bedvash. I'm a first apostle. What's the shayla? Has getracht. That it should taste like mon. So then the mon is kitzapiches bedvash. Now we know we have lechem mishneh. On Shabbos there's a din, because the pasuk teaches us, v'hoya b'yam ha'shishu v'echinu as ha'sheyaviyu, v'hoya mishneh al ha'sher yilketu yoyim yoyim. So there's an inyan of having lechem mishnah. Now on Shabbos, everything is taka double. Hu adin the mizbeach. Every day the mizbeach was oichel two kvosim, karben tamid shel shachar and karben tamid shel ben arbayim. On Shabbos there was lechem mishnah, because what was the karben musaf of Shabbos? Unlike on Yom Tov, when there's par, ayil, shiva kvosim, soyer lechatas, on Shabbos there was two more kvosim. Kipshutoi, lechem mishnah. Lechem mishnah. There's a medrash that says that everything is going to be kafel. The oimer fell one, on Shabbos it fell double. The carbon of the tamid is double. The schar is double. It brings a pasuk for karos l'Shabbos oinig. I saw a touch. Where do you see that the schar is double? Because la'asid lovi, when he was zaycha, someone that's nizer on Shabbos, someone's going to be zaycha to the Sudas Levyoson. Ramachei Varam, a person that's 248. When Yezaycha to double, Yezaycha to double is 496, Gematria Levyoson. Everything we do on Shabbos is going to be doubled. Now, there's a Machloikis Rishayinim already, the Paiskim about to talk about it, when you're Baitseya on the Lechem Mishnah, and it's a Machloikis if Lechem Mishnah is Taka Adai Raisa or the Rabbanon, but the Zichar Adin of Lechem Mishnah, are you supposed to be Baitseya both Kikrois? Or you're supposed to make the bracha on both, but you're only baitseya one of the two kikrois. And I'll pick up all that we bring down, that on Leil Shabbos, you're supposed to be baitseya the lower one. You're supposed to still make it closer to you, but it's the lower one. And others say you're baitseya both. The Nafkamina comes out. It's interesting because it's brought down on Pikabola that a person is supposed to have shtei mesrei chalois, yud beis chalois. And al pi darizal is brought down. It's mentioned in the pisma that we say. That is Yud Beis Chalas. Of course, the Yud Beis Chalas comes because Shabbos is the bechin of Mikdash, and in the Mikdash there was a Shulchan with Lechem upon him, with Yud Beis Chalas. And there's a Vad Asach Yidden that have 12 Chalas, or there's a special Chalas that breaks into 12 pieces. Asach Yidden Taka have Yud Beis Chalas. But Asach Yidden are much more poshut, and they only have Tzvei Chalas. So I heard, because a Yid is 10, a Yid mit Tzvei Chalas is also Yud Beis. You have Yidden that are mamish, the gross Indian of Yud Beis Chalas. But there's also a Yid, a poshut, a Yid. That has beis chalas. Yid beis chalas. Is oichet yid beis chalas. The gross says, the gross sheet is, like the Chufas Arash and others, that you're supposed to be boitseya both chalos. So he says that's another cheshmer for yid beis. There are three su'udais. By each su'uda, two kikrois. But the gross holds, you're boitseya both kikrois. So work out the math, that's 12. Right? Each su'uda, two, times three. And you have lechem mishnah. There's a shayla. Lagabi lechem mishnah, if you're really not going to go like the Gro and you're only going to be baitseya one, does the second challah, the one you're not being baitseya, the one that's only there for the protocol, can it be frozen, borrowed from a neighbor who says, can you bring it back in 2 minutes? Could it be pas nochri that b'diavad you wouldn't eat, or from a heksha that you wouldn't eat? Could it be matzah on Erev Pesach, when you're eating early Erev Pesach and you're eating chametz, but the second one, the lechem mishnah, you want it to be matzah, which you wouldn't eat now? What's the kaveya for the gedarim of this second challah that you weren't going to eat anyways?
Even if it's frozen, you can break it. You really know how to do it.
What?
Even if it's frozen, you can break it.
No, not, yeah, I don't want to break your teeth, though. Shvu ish tachtav al yetzei ishman kaimai. There's another whole sugi here, and there's a machlokes. Rishonim Kemat, maybe it's even Gemaris. This pasuk of Shvu Ish Tachtav Al Yetzei Ishman Koimoi, is it referring to the Isser of Tchumin? Because there are Rishonim that hold that the Isser of Tchumin is a Doiraisa. It's not just the Takana de Rabbanon. There's a Doiraisa, the Gedin of Tchumin. Or no, it's Al Yetzei Ishman Koimoi. Tchumin is only the Rabbanon. And then this pasuk is read Al Yetzei Ishman Koimoi. Harbe Dubar Bazen de Rishonim. But I saw an interesting remez. If it's Al Yetzei Ishman Koimoi, where do you see a remez for the Tchum that's 2,000 Amis? Avada, the truth is, those that hold that Tchumen is Doiraisa is only 12,000 Amas. Then the Rabbana, they were Masak in 2,000. But in the Shoyer said then that it was Taka 2,000. The word Yetzei, Al Yetzei is Mamash Gematria 2,000. I mean, you have to special way how to do it. But Yud, Tzadi Aleph is 2,000. Why? Yud is 10, Tzadi is 90, and Aleph is 1. You have to multiply each number by its partner both ways, right? 10, 90, and 1. 10 times 90, and 90 times 10, then 10 and 1, 10 times 1, 1 times 10, and then 90 and 1, 90 times 1, and 1 times 90. Take all three letters, multiply each one by itself, and the other one, it adds up, work it out, exactly to 2,000. Ula, I just want to say, for that's the remez for 2,000 Amis of the Tchum. Now, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that if the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is not available because it's chutz l'tchum, you're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum to go bring the shofar. The Mishnah says, Ein mavir in olav es ha-tchum, ve'ein mefak in olav es ha-gal, ve'loi malin be'ilon, ve'loi roich min agabi behema. You're not even allowed to be over any of these Yisurim. The Shaila is, it's Mamash Apella, why don't you say Esed Eicholoisas? What do you mean that for the mitzvah of Shofar, you shouldn't do all of these things? Why? We should say Esed Eicholoisas. Who asks the Kasha? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed days, and the Gemara is Apella, the Rishonim ask. It's not the Idn. When you're going to go search for the Gal and out of the Tum and the Oilon, the Elon, you're not actually doing the Shofar yet, and it's not the Idn. As I frequently the Rishonim, they bring from Avinu Tam. It's not in the Tosis, but they bring from Avinu Tam that the Baal Shofar is for the Tzibur. It's a mitzvah, the Rabin. Mitzvah, the Rabin doesn't need Be'idna. That's a Yediyah Farzah. Okay. So then back to the Kasha. So why don't we say Esedaycha Loisa say? And for the Gemara, because Yom Tif is a Loisa say Ve'esay. Ve'ein Esedaycha Loisa say Ve'esay. And the Pelah HaGadol is. But Tchumen is not one of the Lama Tes Malachis. Tchumen is just a Lav. Al Yetzi Ishmim Koimoy. Bishlem, the Lama Tes Malachis, has a Loisa say Ve'esay. And who would then, when Chazal made a Shvus, they made a shvus with the bechin of Yom Tov loy sevesi. Oh, but tchumen is only a lav. It's not so posh the mitzvah declares. If you know, there's also like mechamer, these various other extracurricular isurim that are not from the lametes malachis. It's bechlal not posh if they have an essay. It's takapella that lechar why should be able to go chutz l'tchum. It having a whole arichas. We're going to end with this though, that the Yeshua Siyankov is medayik that the Rambam brings all these cases you shouldn't do with Shofar. He skips Tchumen. He doesn't bring that dogma. He wants to say Takan Ufrais of a Chiddush. Like the Rambam, you would Takan go Chutz L'Tchum because it would be Esed Eicholoisa say, of our Oy Chazoin.